HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun.
And
I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. As promised in the last episode, we'll talk about artificial humans this time. It was the most futuristic thing we saw at CES, and it's coming to market soon. Samsung Star Labs, an advanced research laboratory inside Samsung, has created what they call Neons. These are artificially developed people who can interact with you just like regular humans. Now that doesn't mean they're robots, they will still interact with you through screens, but unlike your regular voice assistants like Alexa or Google Assistant, they do not work as an interface between you and the internet. So think of a game like Halo, where the graphics are really, really good and the characters look almost real. This is a step ahead of that, where they look like regular human beings. So their skin behaves the way ours does, they talk like we do, except the fact that they're still inside a screen. Artificial humans are programmed using AI technology to do certain things. According to Pranav Mistry, who leads Star Labs, at the moment Samsung will try to work with other businesses and have these used in hotels, in advertising, and many other aspects. But eventually, they want to also bring it to consumers. So you can go and buy a Neon to act as your friend. So speaking of buying Neons, how do you own one? What Mistry told me is that at the moment, it'll be like a subscription service. So you go to Star Labs and you subscribe to one of the Neons that they have already created. This makes sure that a Neon never looks like another human being. Secondly, you cannot just tell Star Labs to create a particular kind of human you want. They have a set number of Neons, you can choose from them. Thirdly, the information that you share with a Neon, that is the interaction that you have with the Neon, never goes out of your control. It is always between you and the Neon. So the Neon uses its AI algorithms to keep learning from the interactions that you have, and nobody else has access to that data, so your data and your interactions remain private. Unlike most AI technologies that we hear about, artificial humans are so new that even Star Labs does not know what its business model is going to be. Having said that, they're here and we can soon buy one for ourselves. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? You can write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com or you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. That's UNDERTECHER.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.